I'm joined by Cave midfielder Simon Huckle after this afternoon's 4-1 win at Bognor in the FA Cup. Simon, after they equalised, they had us under a bit of pressure. The side from the first few games might have buckled and we might have gone out of the cup, but we responded excellently today, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I mean, you're probably right what you say. At the start of the season, we were struggling, obviously, and that was evident. But he's got fresh faces in now and we've got more of a winning mentality and probably a bit of a stronger mentality about the team. And obviously that helped when they needed to go back. We were strong enough to go on and push forward in the game, whereas perhaps we might have sat back at the start of the season.
It looked like there was quite a few physical battles going on there today. It was also very hot out there. How tough was it?
Well, I mean, it was just important to keep the ball moving, I think, today. Rather than sort of chasing the ball down everywhere, obviously we did that when we didn't have the ball. When we got the ball, it's more important to move the ball quickly and let the ball do the work, obviously, rather than chasing down and getting all out of breath.
It looked like in the first half there's a bit of an incident between yourself and the number eight. He appeared to lash out at you. What happened there?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was the first half or the second half. Was that, I think, or maybe there was one in both. But no, I think he just kicked out late and caught me a couple of times, but that's just part and parcel of the game. It's a bit of banter between both players and you move on.
How easy is it for you to make sure that you don't get frustrated by that, and if the ref missed that first one, that he doesn't catch the second one where you lash out at him?
Yeah, well, I did sort of get carried away in this one in the second half, because then I went and mowed someone else down when I felt like I'd been harshly treated. So, it's hard to calm yourself sometimes, but you've got to do that. So, and you just get on with it, really.
You started the last few games from the bench. How frustrating has that been? How good was it to be back in the starting 11 today?
Oh, it was brilliant to be back in the starting 11. I mean, I understood why I was left out, and whether or not I agree with it, it's not my... not my decision for Dallas to make. The team's picked up 7 points out of 9 in my absence, or not in my absence, but when I've been starting on the bench. I was just happy to get back in today and hopefully have a good game. So.
And in those 3 games that you did start on the bench, we were losing in 2 of the games and winning in the other when you came on and to cement the victory. Turned round in all of them. Did you point that out to the manager at training when you go back in?
hopefully it gets noticed and you don't have to point it out. But no, it's nice to make a difference when you come on, and it's what you always try and do when you come off the bench and you've been left out. You like to come on and sort of make an impression and try and do well.
Who do you fancy in the next round? Anyone?
Anyone really, mate. That's someone for you. No, anyone really. I don't think we've got a particular preference. We'll just play whoever comes along.
Yeah, fancy. Bobby Traynor got a hat-trick today and we'll take all the plaudits, but how important from the perspective of the team is his strike partner Kyle Wilson-Dennis? He seems to bring everyone else into the game by holding it up.
No, Kyle's massively important to the team, and like that, Dallas underlines that all the time, and Kyle's brilliant at holding the ball up and bringing other players into play, and if he's not scoring, he's contributing anyway, and he'll score goals this season. He'll get into sort of the 20 mark just like he did last year. But his all-round game's brilliant and he brings everyone else into play really well, and it must be a pleasure for Bob to play out there with him.
What about the new players? It's obviously generated quite a lot of competition for places. That's a good thing though, right?
It's only a good thing, yeah, that's right. It keeps everyone on their toes. Not everyone knows that you have a bad game or two now, whereas maybe last year it wasn't so much like that. There wasn't as much competition, but it's needed this year because obviously we're playing against tougher opposition and you're going to need the best players playing all the time, the players that are on form.
And how tough have you found it? Is it a noticeable step up in class from last year?
I think teams just make less mistakes, personally, mate. Last year we could have given away like 3 one-on-ones in a game and some sides wouldn't take them, but you give a chance away in this division now, and more often than not the strikers will pick it up and they'll put it in the net, whereas last year perhaps they weren't as clinical as they are in this division and you get punished easier for your mistakes.
No, well played. So overall, you've enjoyed your trip to the seaside?
Yeah, we have, mate. It was nice weather for you guys as well, so... hopefully you've all topped your tans up a bit as well.